Saul to Paul, July 29. And he trembling and astonished said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. In the wonderful conversion of Paul we see the miraculous power of God. Jesus, whose name of all others he most hated and despised, revealed himself to Paul for the purpose of arresting his mad yet honest career, that he might make this most unpromising instrument a chosen vessel to bear the gospel to the Gentiles. The light of heavenly illumination had taken away Paul's eyesight, but Jesus, the great healer of the blind, does not restore it. He answers the question of Paul in these words, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Jesus could not only have healed Paul of his blindness, but he could have forgiven his sins and told him his duty by marking out his future course. From Christ all power and mercies were to flow, but he did not give Paul an experience, in his conversion to truth, independent of his church recently organized upon the earth. The marvelous light given Paul upon that occasion astonished and confounded him. He was wholly subdued. This part of the work man could not do for Paul, but there was a work still to be accomplished which the servants of Christ could do. Jesus directs him to his agents in the church for a further knowledge of duty. Thus he gives authority and sanction to his organized church. Christ had done the work of revelation and conviction, and now Paul was in a condition to learn of those whom God had ordained to teach the truth. Christ directs Paul to his chosen servants, thus placing him in connection with his church. The very men whom Paul was purposing to destroy were to be his instructors in the very religion that he had despised and persecuted. An angel is sent to Ananias, directing him to go to a certain house where Saul is praying to be instructed in what he is to do next. In Christ's stead Ananias touches his eyes that they may receive sight, in Christ's stead he lays his hands upon him, prays in Christ's name, and Saul receives the Holy Ghost.